Domenico Fetti was an Italian painter. He specialised in the parables of Jesus. In fact, he painted 14 of them. The Mote and the Beam was painted in the year 1619. It's based on a story that has a pretty punchy point for you and I today. This is what Jesus said. Judge not, that you be not judged. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Hypocrite. First remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. I find this work stark and compelling. The setting is outdoors. The colours are brown, even blending right into the sky. I think Fetti is creating a mood for the sombre importance of the message. It only has two characters, an old man and a young man. Both are pointing their fingers at each other, and the young man looks to be in the ascendancy. The massive beam in the heart of the painting just draws us in. And true to Fetti's style, he's made this painting very literal and dramatic. Fetti takes the story of Jesus and makes it so clear, it perfectly illustrates the very blunt point Jesus is making. A splinter or sawdust in your eye would be a lot easier to get out than a giant timber roof beam. So what's the key point Jesus is saying? There's nothing worse than a cold, critical, condemning attitude. Nothing. It's very easy to find fault in someone else. But the sins of pride and self-righteousness and self-sufficiency, they're massive big planks. They stop us seeing clearly. We can't see others clearly. We can't see God clearly. And we certainly can't see ourselves clearly. The message I take from this painting is to be humble, gracious, and do everything to build people up instead of tearing people down.